37. Caleb. Your idea isn't even close to viable. Caleb almost told Ishek out loud to shut up. He clenched his teeth in a tight smile instead, staring at Sheriff Duke. You have an idea? The sheriff replied. Did you miss the part where I said I don't trust you? I'm still hoping I can convince you to think otherwise, Caleb said. I wouldn't call my idea a finished product, but it's the start of something. Okay, I'll bite. How does the most motley collection of random individuals in the universe win a fight against a Relia warship and a second invasion? Because if you have an answer to that, I'm all in. I think we all are, Nathan said. I have to finish my story first, Caleb said, or it won't make a lot of sense. We're listening, Hayden replied. Like I said, I've spent the last 2 months looking for a way to Proxima and not having much luck. What I have run into are Relia. Koron. Do you know what they told me? We're all going to die, Nathan guessed. Close. A little persuasion and they told us Nyarlath is coming. I know for a fact she's had her eye on Earth for a long time. Its place in the universe makes it attractive to the hunger. First, because humans are easily frightened and the Relia feed on fear to survive. Second, because it's a great jump point between Relia space and Axon space. We already know a ship is coming, Rico said. If Nyarlath is on it. I didn't know a ship was coming, Caleb said. I only knew Nyarlath was on her way. The Axon have portals, and if the Relia captures one, it can use it to go anywhere whose coordinates it either knows or guesses. I ran into a Koron who had access to one here. I assumed that meant Nyarlath had access to more, but you're right. She's on that ship. Walt was one of hers, not Sharath's. That explains why she was still alive, Hayden said. Nat wasn't wrong. Apparently not. But there's a twist. Nyarlath isn't acting on her own. She's a prisoner of the Axon. The statement was like dropping a bomb in the room. Silence fell over them. The tension got thick. Caleb stared at Sheriff Duke, making eye contact and holding it. Confirmation, Max said from behind the sheriff. Vite is an Axon hybrid. Caleb Card is correct in his assessment. Sheriff Duke turned around. Is that why you're really here? They sent you back to Earth to deal with Vite? Imprecise. The organics ordered a data wipe and reset. I didn't want that. Not after what happened to me here. I took the energy unit and escaped here through the portal in the place called Dugway. I came to you to warn you about Vite and to help you. You are my friend. You're a machine, Lutz said. How can you want anything? He's broken, Isaac said. Damaged goods. It's made him more, for lack of a better word, human. My neuropathways are uncalibrated, which affects my logic branching algorithms. A side effect of the damage I sustained. Don't mistake the outcomes for emotions, and don't presume to believe I'm completely rogue. I simply am. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. You said this Vite is an Axon hybrid, Pyro said. What does that mean? Max answered before Caleb could open his mouth. Vite was once an intellect, not like me. A newer, more advanced version. An upgraded iteration designed to replace the organics and matters relating to the Relia. The closest comparison would be you. Max pointed at General Stacker. Vite was made to be the leader of the Axon military. Its orders were to defeat the Relia as efficiently as possible. Sheriff Duke started laughing again. All eyes turned to him. So your general decided the best way to beat the hunger was to turn them against one another, he said. Affirmation. Except Vite is harboring a fatal exception. A programming error or malfunction. It decided it required full understanding of organic principles to complete the mission. It turned on its maker and merged with him. By merged, you mean what exactly? An Axon machine interface. A remote interface. The council didn't realize the organic was compromised until he began insisting on being named Supreme Leader of the Axon due to his advanced understanding of how best to preserve the Axon for all time.
By becoming one with the Relia, Caleb said, gaining understanding. Merging with them, the way it merged with its maker.
Affirmation. Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
There's nothing funny about that, Nathan said, frowning.
Caleb ignored the general's comment.
When I was unconscious, I wasn't really unconscious, Caleb said, regaining the attention of the group. I have a connection to the Relia Collective through my advocate, Ishek. The state Walt put me in left me open to the collective, and Yarlath took the opportunity to reach out and put me into her construct.
Construct? Pyro asked. Caleb was expecting the question.
A pocket universe. The Relia Ancients can create them.
That's impossible, Lut said.
Sean, I think we're at the point where nothing is impossible, Sheriff Duke said. However crazy it sounds. We're talking about tech that's hundreds of thousands of years beyond our understanding. Hell, just look behind me.
The engineer slumped in his chair, embarrassed by his interruption.
Sorry, Sheriff. Nyarlath wanted me to see her prison. She made me an offer. If I free her, she'll abandon Earth and ensure her brothers and sisters don't replace her.
You mean Earth will be free of the Relia? Pyro said. That sounds too good to be true.
They can't be trusted, Sheriff Duke said. None of them can. I agree, Caleb said. In any case, Vite pulled me out of her construct and into something it called the QNet. It's a machine-based interface to the Collective.
Vite has access to the Relia Collective? Max asked, stepping forward.
That's right. I think that's how it captured Nyarlath.
If this were any other Axon, it would bring us to the verge of victory, Max said. But Vite believes absorption is the only solution to ensure our survival. This is a disaster.
Not laughing now, are you? Nathan said. But what the hell is it doing here? Why did it take the neural interlink?
Caleb spoke again.
Sheriff Duke, I know your wife was able to access the collective through the interlink. Moreover, you said she was able to send a signal through it to some of the Koron on Earth and use it to destroy them.
That's right.
I think that's why Vite took it. It doesn't want us to have it.
It could have destroyed it, Sheriff Duke said. It didn't need to take it. I don't know why it took it. It must have a use for it.
I'm sure that's bad for us.
I agree. We need to get the interlink back, and not only because we don't want Vite to have it. We already have proof we can use it.
Use it for what? Lutz asked.
To kill Relia, Caleb said. Koron, for starters. Maybe Trife, depending on the payload Valentine dropped into my head.
That won't help us against the Jaxcluth, Hayden said.
I have information about Jaxcluth in my data stores, Max said. The potential to destroy them exists. It is a good plan. Ha 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 ha.
But that isn't the whole plan, Caleb said. We need to unpack my brain, which means I need to connect with Proxima Command, or I guess the organization. I assume they'll know what they need to do.
You need to go to Proxima to do that, Rico said.
I know.
We just left Proxima. We're fugitives there.
Then you can't go back, Nathan said. And you can? Caleb asked. No, I'm a fugitive too. But you were a Marine and a Guardian on a Generation ship. You have full citizenship rights.
Nathan paused, looking over at Sheriff Duke.
Rico looked at him too.
So do you.
Hayden's eyes shifted back and forth between the two of them.
He shook his head.
No. I'm not leaving Earth, and I'm especially not leaving without killing the Axon that killed my family. It's just not going to happen.
Hayden, we don't have a lot of time.
How long would it take? How far could he have gone? We need the interlink back anyway. The Axon will take the interlink to a portal.
Yeah, he will, Caleb said out loud.
Ishek says the Axon's going to make a run for a portal.
There are at least two that I know of within range of Sinisco, Hayden said. Maybe more. We'll have to split up, and Proxima will have to wait.
The data you have in your head could be useless, Stacker said to Caleb. It might be a big risk for nothing. If we don't take a risk, that's what we're going to have left, Caleb replied. Nothing.
Damned if you're right, Stacker said.
I will go with Sheriff Duke, Max said. Even if Card's head is empty, mine is not.
Ha 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 ha.
Caleb didn't try to argue. The intellect could disguise itself as anyone. Could it somehow copy their ID chip too? He wouldn't put it past the AI.
And what about the Jaxcluth? Sheriff Duke asked. You never did explain why they stopped attacking.
A few reasons I can think of, Caleb replied. One, Vite offered to leave this part of the world alone if I killed all of you. Maybe he's hoping I still will. Two, he might be waiting to see what we do next. To judge our intelligence before committing anything else to the fight. Three, he's confident he's going to win and he doesn't want to waste any more builders on us.
Three is most likely. I remain convinced. This is not a viable plan.
Maybe it wasn't, but it was the only chance they had.
What do you say, Sheriff?
General.
Let's get the interlink back, Sheriff Duke said. Then we'll talk.
Fine, Caleb agreed. One thing at a time.
Let's do this, Max said.
Ha ha, ha ha.